Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Mouth.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. If you've never heard of Ingrid Michaelson, don't worry. Chances are you've heard her music, maybe on an Old Navy sweater commercial.
The Fair Isle Sweater Collections.
Or on a television show like One Tree Hill, Army Wives, or frequently, Grey's Anatomy.
His grandmother's picture was by the bed. His lucky scrub cap was hanging on the door.
Ingrid's accessible and emotional indie pop music has made her a go-to for soundtrack supervisors, and since built her a grassroots army of fans devoted to each of her five studio albums. The latest is called Human Again.
Do you remember when the walls fell? Do you remember the sound that the door made when you closed it on me?
Ingrid Michaelson is going to be playing a sold-out show on Friday, the 26th, at the Music Hall in Portsmouth. And we welcome you, Ingrid Michaelson, to Word of Mouth.
Hi.
Well, you know, maybe it's become part of your storyline now that you have had a big break from having your songs featured on TV shows. Why do you think your songs work so well for those dramas?
I mean, I've been asked that question, and I don't really know, but what I would venture, I guess, I would say... that they're melodic. I mean, I grew up watching old musicals. I never really listened to the radio until I was 13. My influences were like Judy Garland and, you know, old Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye movies. And so I think that my music tends to have a very melodic base at the core of it. And so maybe that's something... I have a pretty voice. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, obviously, it got on the right desks or in the right inboxes of the right people.
Yeah. Well, I was very lucky. I put up a few of my songs on MySpace, and this licensing company that I still work with approached me and said, we're looking to sign unsigned artists to our licensing company. They didn't want to kind of work with, they didn't want to work with labels and all this rigmarole. I just wanted to get unsigned artists and bring them to the forefront. And I was very unsigned. And I said, yeah, that would be great. And then 2 months later, they got me my first placement on Grey's Anatomy. Mm. And it just kind of snowballed from there. But I mean, it's just crazy that it was from my MySpace page, you know, the right person just stumbled upon it.
Social media in action, I guess.
Yeah.
I was following a discussion a couple months ago, and this was with the Black Keys, a band that sold a lot of songs for car commercials in particular. And you know, whereas at one point that may have been considered selling out, they said, we don't have a problem with it. It allows us to make more music. So how about you? What's your thought on, is it commercializing your music, whether it be for TV shows or advertising?
Well, when I first, That Old Navy clip you played, that was from 2007. And when that happened, I think that there weren't that many people licensing their music to commercials at the time. So I got a very heavy downpour of, you've sold out, you're mm-hmm. selling out. And this is while I was, you know, living in an apartment with cockroaches and mice in a bad part of Brooklyn. You know, I didn't see it that way. I still don't see it that way. I think... in a world where everybody is, or not everybody, but many people, at least in the States, are illegally downloading music and are file sharing, how do you expect a musician to make a living? Mm. And touring is very, very expensive if you want to pull off a great show, in my opinion, anyway. So then what are we supposed to do? So I think that half the people that are telling, more than half the people that are saying the Black Keys are selling out or that I'm selling out are the ones that are probably illegally downloading our music anyway. So maybe they should take a look at themselves.
Well, let's get back to the music because that's what it's all about. There's a track from your latest. This is called This Is War.
It's a wonder it all.
the song This Is War from the album Human Now. It's the latest from Ingrid Michaelson, who's our guest. Human Now, it's very recognizably you, so not, you know, a complete departure from previous albums, nor is it the same. It sounds a little more produced, a little darker to me. Can you tell us a little bit about the process of making the album? Were you going for something different?
Yeah, I was. I think a lot of my previous work, while I wouldn't say that it's all little ditties and things like that, but I think that a lot of the songs that actually ended up making it out into the world in terms of being on the radio and being used in commercials and such were of the nature of being called cute, mm-hmm. I suppose you could mm-hmm. say. So on this record, I just didn't really want to go there again. I felt like the ambassadors of my music had been these, you know, not quite representational songs. And so I figured, well, on this record, I'm not going to give anybody a chance to pigeonhole me again. And so I purposely didn't. I purposely didn't, but also I don't think I'm there in my life at this point anymore to feel like I'd want to write a song like that. So as much as I can say it was intentional, I think it came from within, you know?
Let's listen to another track off the album. This one is called Fire.
Open heart surgery. That is what you do to me. Cut me up, set me free.
The track Fire from Ingrid Michaelson, who we're speaking to now. Ingrid, that certainly isn't cute. I think you've hit your objective there.
And oh, yeah. That's actually the only song that made it. I had like a whole list of songs that I had written, and when I came into the studio to work with David, and that was the only one that lasted because it was so fierce. So thanks for that.
Well, tell me about David Kahn. He worked with you on the record as a producer. He's also worked with Paul McCartney, Stevie Nicks. Now, these are people with really long careers behind them. What was your collaboration like?
Well, he actually pushed me very hard. He was the one who helped me to write the record, basically, because he said to me something along the lines of, I've seen you perform live, and I've heard your previous work, and I want to know why nobody has captured the way you sing live on record. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really even know what that meant. And so he further said, I feel like when you sing live, you just have this energy and this strength, and you kind of go for these notes that are just maybe not on the record. And it got me thinking that I need to be a little more bold, maybe a little more fearless in my writing, and so that just kind of jump started me, and I wrote about 25 songs in 6 months, with Fire being the only one that lasted from before David, and that's kind of where the heart of the record came from, just him kind of kicking me in the butt a little.
Let's talk about the song Blood Brothers. I guess I'd call it your We Are the World tribute. You know?
Yes! I always say that, and then I make the audience sing We Are the World. That's so funny that you said that. That's how I introduce it sometimes on stage.
That is funny because, well, the video for the song, you transform yourself. You're into these pop superstars kind of transforming from Amy Winehouse, David Bowie, John Lennon. So what is it about?
Well, the idea of the song, I think, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's just about the idea that we're all, you know, we all go through the same things. We all experience the same core emotions, and maybe understanding that would bring more kindness to us. The video, I had the idea for the video for years now, of just an image of a woman sitting in a chair and stop motion camera on her, showing her evolve and disassemble and reassemble into all these different characters. And just never, the idea never fit any of my songs in the past. And then when I wrote this one, I thought, well, that seems kind of perfect to show that everything is, you know, it's the same. We're just painted up differently. And so I thought how to illustrate that really well would be to pick people, people that, you know, iconic humans that other people would recognize immediately, to just sort of string that idea together. And then I got even closer on the idea and thought musicians, since I'm a musician. And then I had to pick from a list that I came up with of people, and not necessarily ones that I love, but people that I know that are iconic and visually, you know, instantly you can recognize them. And then I had to pick the ones that I could actually pull off. Like, we tried to do Elvis, and I did not look like Elvis. So then the list just kept getting smaller and smaller until the ones that you see on the video.
Well, Ingrid, we wind up with you then.
Ingrid Michaelson, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much.
New York singer-songwriter Ingrid Michaelson. Her show in Portsmouth is sold out on Friday, but you'll find more on her tour and the music video for Blood Brothers, Really Worth Seeing, and more on her new album, Human Again, at wordofmouthradio.org. Stay with us for more on music and events going on today around the state. We'll fill you in when Word of Mouth continues.
What you